The Waikiki Health Center has opened its doors to a new homeless facility in Mo'ili'ili, just around the corner from the old stadium park. It's a three-story walk-up that used to be for transitional housing. The Waikiki Health Center is the new operator. We sat down with Executive Director Phyllis Dendel and Program Director Jason Espero, who tell us that the facility will help offset the planned closure of the Next Step Emergency Homeless Shelter in Kaka'ako.
At that facility, we house roughly 135 adults, singles, and couples. And we're usually at roughly 95% occupancy every night.
And that one is a giant warehouse, and there are partitions for the clients.
That's correct. So all our clients, they live in a cubicle. So it's three walls and roughly 32 square feet of living space. And we have staff there. We call them housing navigators that will assist our clients with getting connected to services and with the ultimate goal of placement into permanent housing.
And that has an arrangement with its clients where they pay something, right?
Yes. So we call it program fees. It ranges from $60 to $90 to $120 per month. However, if there's a client with zero income, then they don't pay anything. Instead, they'll help out with doing some chores around the facility. And nothing too out of the ordinary. It's basic, simple chores that you do at home, such as sweeping, mopping, wiping the tables, cleaning the bathroom. You know, we want to get people prepared for housing, and that's one way how we can do that.
I recall that they have facilities, laundry facilities there mm-hmm. as well.
Yes, so we have dryers and washers. It's pretty affordable, $1 to wash, 75 cents to dry, so a lot cheaper than the outside. We also have showers, hot water, and we just renovated it maybe 2 years ago, so it's top-notch.
Is it pet-friendly?
Yes. We take limited pets, service animals, of course, as well.
Okay. So the snapshot on that property is that the landowner is now the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and they have other plans for that property. So the days are limited for that shelter then?
Yes, that's correct. That OHA's been a very gracious landlord and host for us, but you know, clearly they can do other things with that property that would be a higher and better use for their beneficiaries. They have not set a hard and fast date, but they've said that, yes, in the next few years they'd like to look at doing something else with the property. So they've left it kind of loose, but by giving us that little bit of notice gives us a chance to look for other opportunities, other spaces that might be available to accommodate homeless folks.
Okay, and you already have a facility now.
We do. We are just opening up a shelter in Mo'ili'ili. We're calling it Keaho. It will serve 75 adults and couples. The difference with that is that facility is a dormitory. So individuals and couples will have a private space with a door and a key to lock the door. So it will be a private room, the same way you would see at a college dormitory. Shared shower facilities, shared kitchen facilities, laundry facilities on site. It's a real step up. While we are very fond of Next Step, and we're very grateful that we've gotten the chance to manage Next Step, and we recognize the real value of just giving folks some place to come in off the street, get into a program that lets us help them find how, you know, get the housing that they need, you know, help them find employment, all of the things that come with getting them sort of back into the system. So we're very grateful for that opportunity at Next Step, but this is a step up. We think this is going to be a real step up for our clients, though it's going to be the same kind of rules. We are taking folks as they are off the street. We take walk-ins, we take referrals. Jason can speak to that.
So really, instead of a giant warehouse, it's a three-story walk-up. It's right across from the ball fields there.
That's
in
right.
Mo'ili'ili. So
that's
it's right there at the corner. And it was used as transitional housing before, right, Jason?
Yes. Another nonprofit operated the facility. And a couple months ago, we were given the opportunity to take over the lease and operate it as an emergency shelter.
So hopefully it'll be a more attractive space since people have more privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we're already getting a lot of calls. A lot of people are just walking in because they heard that we're operating this new facility, and a lot of people are interested in moving in. So we selected a handful of clients from Next Step. and we hope to shelter around 25 to 30 people by the end of the week. By the end of the month, have that place 100% occupied.
Okay. Now, the Waikiki Health Center, I know you've got the facility in Waikiki. You also service teens, homeless youth.
We have a number of programs. So we have two clinics. We have one on Ahua Street in Waikiki. We also have one on Makahiki Street, just like almost on the corner of Makahiki and King Street. That's also a primary care clinic. At that clinic, we offer also dental care and optometry and behavioral health services. Besides that, we have a partnership with the Salvation Army at their Kaimuki location on 22nd Avenue. And there we run the PATH Clinic, where we serve pregnant women and new moms with substance abuse problems. And also women who are incarcerated get their prenatal care through that program. We then also, as you alluded, we have a partnership with Hale Kipo, and we run the youth outreach program also in Waikiki. It's a drop-in center for teens and young adults up to age 22. We're open 4 days a week in the afternoons. They can drop in. We have meals, showers, place to wash clothes. We provide services. We provide medical services 4 days a week, including some behavioral health services there now. We just started that. And we also do our best to help those folks, to empower those folks through getting their GED, if they still need to do that, to getting them in job training programs, to helping them find housing. There's some housing that we try to link them to for young folks.
Yeah, there's a great need for that area.
There is.
If I recall right, that particular program had a wish list.
The youth that we serve are on the street. They're homeless, so they are in need of the kinds of things you'd expect. So clothing for young folks is always needed. We're always in need of backpacks, because that's something that's real handy for them. We take snacks. If folks want to just bring some little something, we can arrange, you know, for that. Toiletries are always in need. Anything that you can sort of think of, towels, that kind of thing, we could always use.
I think in the past of doing stories with that Next Step shelter, if I recall, like even the hotels were very generous with bedding and things like that.
Yes, we're very grateful that the hotels donate their bed sheets to us. In a given year at Next Step Shelter, we serve around 500 people. So we need at least 500 bed sheets and more. Bed sheets aren't cheap if you have to buy it from the store, so we're lucky to have the hotels to help out and just donate their beddings to us.
Is there any other wish list for the folks at Keoho, this new facility?
Air mattresses, pillows, bedding, of course, hygiene supplies. Preferably, they like large size hygiene, like shampoos and conditioner, soap, shampoo, lotion, as well as canned goods, cup noodles, things that they can eat. We do have a kitchen. We do have microwave, so it gives them the opportunity to also eat throughout the day rather than having to wait until dinner when we provide that one meal each day.
While Waikiki Health started as a medical program and continues to be the core of our services, is providing health care in the community to anyone who needs it. We're one of the safety net providers. You know, if you need care, insurance, Medicaid, whatever you have or don't have, we are happy to provide services. But while that's a core of our service, we've always been very dedicated to providing services to the homeless. The few clients that we've had so far have said that it's very exciting to them to literally have a room of their own and to be able to lock the door. Mm-hmm. Lots of them have been on the street for a while. So this is a big step for them towards the life that they want and the life we want for them, to be able to have a space of their own and have that kind of feeling of ownership, of pride, of having your
dignity.
Own space.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know driving past that area, you often see tents that are tied up to the ball field fence, and hopefully some of those folks will be enticed to sign up.
We hope. We reached out to them the other week. We told them who we are. Many of them have good things to say already about Waikiki Health, either former patients or current patients. They're familiar with Next Step, either stayed there before or they just heard good stories about our facility. So they said they'll think about it. You know, many of those people have been on the streets for a very long time, so it's a lifestyle. But at least they didn't say no, or I'm not interested. So we told them, hey, our doors are open. We do intakes Monday through Friday. Stop by anytime between 8:30 and 4:30. If space is available, we can move you in. And if you're ready to move into housing, that's what we do there. We'll connect you to what you need to get situated and stable. We'll help you with your income. And our ultimate goal, if that's your ultimate goal, is to place you into permanent housing.
Okay. Keoho, new beginning. Thank you so much for listening, Jason.
Thank you.
That was Waikiki Health Program Director Jason Espero and Executive Director Phyllis Dendel talking about Keoho, a new shelter that opened last week in Mo'ili'ili.